Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is minimizing and monitoring risks in support of the decisiveness competency. A novel risk is an organizational risk that can affect any aspect of the operations and that seems so unlikely that it is not considered significant enough to anticipate and prevent. Many organizations are currently feeling the impacts of a novel risk. Consider the viewpoint of a small business owner. 2 years ago, you would have never anticipated the spread of a global pandemic and the impact it would have on the success of organizations. COVID-19 would be considered a novel risk to a lot of organizations due to its improbability. This podcast focuses on how to spot, monitor, and manage novel risks from a leadership perspective. Novel risks are difficult to spot due to their very nature of being improbable and having an incalculable impact. Since leaders do not consider novel risks on a regular basis, a critical tactic in spotting novel risks is to investigate all levels of abnormality within an operation. Abnormal events could be anything that seems out of place or a minor disruption to day-to-day operations. This could be as simple as a delay in the shipment of resources for a construction site. There might be ample resources on hand such that the delay in shipping is no big deal, but what if the delayed shipment continues? It would be worth knowing what caused the shipment delay in order to make an internal assessment and prevent possible major delays in construction. In addition to heightened risk awareness, it would be paramount to use risk assessment tools such as root cause analysis and detailed scenario planning to help anticipate the impacts of potential risks. There will always be novel risks that have not been prepared for, but heightening risk awareness and the deployment of risk management tools can prevent novel risks from snowballing into detrimental events. Even with appropriate risk management and preventative measures, novel risks will still occur and will still have to be managed in real time. To properly minimize and monitor novel risks, keep in mind the following two tips. 1. Communication transparency, and 2. Assembly of a risk incident response team. Communication transparency is first and foremost ensuring the situation is fully transparent to all employees and affected parties. Leaders must address what the risk is, how it came about, and the potential impacts of the novel risk. Without complete awareness of the situation, it will not be possible to develop the best solutions. Depending on the priority and severity of the novel risk, an effective action to mitigate the impacts is to develop a risk incident response team to respond to the crisis. The risk incident team would oversee impact analysis and manage transparent communications between all affected parties. An example would be deploying an environmental response team to manage a developing oil or toxic chemical spill at an offshore facility. It is important to note that when responding to novel risks, solutions do not have to be absolute and resolve the issue entirely. Leadership and potential risk incident teams need to develop solutions that respond to the novel risk quickly and impactfully, while more permanent solutions are being investigated. Managing novel risks requires innovative ideas and solutions. From a leadership perspective, actions need to be taken that differ from standard responses and procedures. The mere fact that a novel risk has come up means that standard responses and procedures did not prevent it. Therefore, the leadership team must handle the novel risk with humility, not necessarily follow their immediate instincts, and challenge their own assumptions. Going back to the shipment delay example, if your supplier of a particular resource says your shipment is delayed by a week, you would assume that next week everything will be back on track. In this instance, it would be wise to be open-minded to alternative supply chains if the supply issue is not resolved in a week. Managing a novel risk in real time can be stressful, particularly when the potential impacts threaten the existence of the organization or part of its staff. Being humble and having an open mind to unorthodox methods will help manage the chaos of developing novel risks in the workplace. Leadership humility greatly contributes to collaboration, inclusion, and appreciation of the employees when handling a novel risk. Thank you for listening to this podcast on minimizing and monitoring risks. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFACHQ Total Force Development @navy.mil.